The nearly 180-page plan document outlines several short and long-term implementation strategies for the city, but perhaps more importantly, City Council also voted to create a plan for a private sector-led downtown management organization, which would employ downtown ambassadors and caseworkers to monitor streets and help homeless individuals find services. Councilmember Paul McKenzie says while the overall plan is a step forward, the city is not focusing enough on creating more housing and mental health services for those in need.
How these ambassadors are going to move people that are problematic downtown to a resource that's going to assist them. That isn't addressed in the plan, and until that's resolved, I don't think we're going to have any better results in downtown than we're having now.
The plan recommends the city condense two downtown special assessment districts into one while providing $850,000 to fund DMO staff. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.